This is Janice Russell, host of People Power, profiling people and organizations making a positive difference in our community and our world. This is Janice Russell. We have a special guest today, Star Bales, El Cajon's newly appointed city councilwoman. She brings diversity to the city council as an Iraqi Chaldean woman, and she is also one of the first Chaldean women to hold public office anywhere in the United States. Star, why did you decide to run for city council?
I run for the city council to pay back for my community, the community that I lived here most of my life, community where I moved into as a new immigrant, and they were very kind to me. They served me all these years. I think it's time for me to serve back. But also, I put in my application because I felt that I would be most qualified. I have served in the Planning Commission for approximately 6 years. Prior to that, I was in the Arts and Culture of El Cajon City that I served in. So I thought that I was most qualified.
All right. And what have you been doing since being on the council?
Besides listening to people of my city, listening to all the issues that our city council is facing, I've been also building bridges at the same time between me and if it's individuals, if it's organizations, if it's groups, that I believe that if I build that bridge, then we are going to share our resources and all the resources that will ultimately do good for our city and help build our community in a better way.
Okay. And what inspired you to get involved in politics?
What inspires me is very close to my heart. It's the U.S. military. In 2006, I decided that I was going to go with the U.S. Army and to Iraq and help them because I know the language and I know the culture. I just wanted to be a helping hand. But while I was there, I witnessed the sacrifice of those young men and women in uniform that had, for me and for everyone, of course, but for me, when I'm home in El Cajon, and I appreciate that so very much, they inspired me to step in, and I like to have a voice for them in case they're not here. Perhaps they're in Afghanistan, or I want to be a strong voice for the U.S. military. I love them dearly. So I was honored to put on the Army uniform and go be with the men and women making the difference in our lives because it's them, the reason why we have the freedom that we have in our country.
That's very nice. And what are some of the most important issues the council is facing currently?
I would say lately it has been the ACPAC, the opening of our Performing Arts Center. The council had already decided that to open it up. So now we have to find the best way possible that we can open it with so we can have success there. ACPAC is very important. It's the arts, and arts moves any city to the right direction. So if we encourage the arts in our city, we are building very strong building blocks to the health of our city. But also, the city of El Cajon, I realize that we are facing some economic development issues because we need to strengthen that. I appreciate our city manager, Doug Wolfhard, because he's very, very smart. He knows what he's doing, and he's a good guy. Just this week, we're going to have BMW grand opening. We are sometime soon, in a few weeks, I believe we are going to have a public hearing to open the Marriott courtyard in our city, the hotel. That's wonderful news. And also Kaiser Hospital. We are going to have Kaiser in our city. So that's awesome, a thing that would happen to our city. So yes, the economic development is an issue, and we have to pay attention to that.
Okay, those are some interesting things to look forward to. I understand that you're an artist and that your love for the arts stems from the artwork that you do. Can you tell us more about that?
My own art, my personal art? I call my art constructal art. because the texture, the design that I work with, it's like the vein-like. You see it in the tree branches, you see it in the the lightning, like the veins that we have in our lungs, the way our lungs splits up. I called it constructal art after meeting Professor Adrien Bijon from Duke's University. One time I saw him on TV, and he has a passion for the same design that I use, the same texture that I use in my art. That's what I do now. I do constructal art, and as a matter of fact, today, after this interview, I am going to East County Art Association, and I am going to show them how I do it, how I pull that texture in my art.
Very nice. Thank you for sharing. What are some examples where you're making a difference?
I would just say that just by supporting good things, like I just talked about the economic development, that's very important because, you know, through that we can solve a lot of problems, perhaps finding, you know, creating jobs, does a lot. One of the examples that is, again, close to my heart that I am making a difference is we are about to have, El Cajon is about to have El Cajon Veteran Memorial and to honor our veterans. How wonderful that is. That will make a difference in the whole city. Everybody going to be very, very proud. And with that in our spirit, in our self, it will make us grow healthy and we can make a difference.
Yes, I agree. It's very important. And what impact did you hope to make as a councilwoman and representative of the Chaldean community?
I hope that the Chaldean, I'm Chaldean, so this is very important to me. I hope for the Chaldean community to be a positive part of El Cajon's future. The Chaldean community, Chaldean people, are church-based family people. They are. They are hardworking people, kind people, and really they just want to be Americans. And I hope that I can help them achieve that.
Okay. What are the most important issues of interest to the Chaldean community currently?
I believe we would be finding jobs for a couple of reasons. One of their strong feature, they are hard-working people. They want to work. So I think finding jobs for them, that's what I have been noticing, that they want, that's their very main important issue. And even though there's a lot of organizations in our city that's helping them, but we continue getting new people in our city. There's always new wave of immigrants, Chaldean immigrants. And so we're always working on that issue. So and I hope that one day every one of them will get a job.
And here we also have an intern with us, Jaden Jimenez from High Tech High, who's interested in economic issues. Jaden also has a question for Councilwoman Bales.
Hello. So recently there's been talk of raising minimum wage, whether it be on the city, state, or national level. And San Diego has proposed to raise the minimum wage to $13. Do you feel that if San Diego were to raise the minimum wage, that other cities around, like El Cajon, would be pressured to raise their minimum wage as well? Especially given that El Cajon has the highest poverty level in the county.
I believe that it's everything around us, the prices of everything has gone up. So raising the minimum wage is one way of solving that. But we have to also think, what's the impact of that? What would be the impact of raising that to the people that hire people in there, if it's the restaurants or all these establishments that we have in our businesses that we have in our city? Would they fire a few because they can't afford as many? But I do believe that's just my personal belief. I think we can raise it, but I'm not sure we can bump it all the way just to $13 right away. Perhaps we can go slowly and see how the business owners are dealing with it, and if it's healthy for our community, or what's the outcome. I would say we go slowly, but I think it is a great idea to think about if that's the only way that we can help right now. Until somebody comes up with another idea, then we have to research it.
Thank you for joining us today, Star. Are there any final thoughts that you'd like to share with the listeners?
It would be a passion to make this one thing happen that I believe is very important. I would like to see all our minorities, all the different ethnicities that we have in our city, all the groups, come together under one umbrella, and that would be in America, and that would be the American flag. I think it's very important that we all share that common, because it's very important for all of us. And I am very thankful for America on Main Street, because that does just that, and I hope I can make a difference there. America on Main Street, it's a multicultural festival, and that day, I can't wait to witness and see a large number of our citizens naturalized that day, becoming American citizen. I'm just so proud, and I'm so happy for them.
America on Main Street is a big festival coming up on June 14th in El Cajon. Can you share us more details about that?
It is one of my most favorite day, perhaps in our city for that year, because it brings us all together. The best way for all of us to learn about each other, to share things that we have with each other, to communicate on such a wonderful and healthy way. We're going to have all kinds of fun things for kids. So I would love to see everyone that has kids. Bring your kids. We have free rides. We're going to have animals, all kinds of food from all different ethnicities to try out. And dances. We're going to have lots of beautiful, colorful, dressed-up dancers that we're going to have on the stage. So yes, please, come join us.
Wow, that sounds fun. This is Janice Russell. I just interviewed El Cajon's newly appointed city councilwoman, Star Bales. Thank you, Star, for speaking with us today, and thank you, Jaden, for including your question.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity.
Thank you.